Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening, you're on the air. Yes, it is Tell It Tuesday, and we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening. And you know, before we get going, I want to tell this to you. Before she comes on and give us some more information from her book, The Healing of the Wound, you know, there is no one lonelier or more unhappy than a person who does not know the pure joy of creating a life for himself or herself. To be a human, not merely to stand erect and manifest intelligence or knowledge, to be human in full sense of the word is to lead a creative life. You know, the struggle to create new life from within is truly a wonderful thing. There is found in the brilliant wisdom and guides and directs the workings of reason, the light of insight that penetrates the farthest reach into the universe, the undaunted will to see justice done that meets and challenges all the assaults of evil, the spirit of undaunted care that embraces all who suffers. When these are fused with the energy of compassion that brings forth from the deepest source of cosmic life, an ecstatic rhythm arises to color the lives of all people, and that rhythm rises and it sounds real good. So we must all join into it and make all of this happen. Welcome in. Before we have Miss Haynes come on, I want each and every one of you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You want to eat, sleep, be happy, and most of all, be safe out there. So let's listen to a little bit and wait for Stephanie. Welcome in.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. mask is just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long time.
To make that change. And I want to remind you again that for those who are out there that think you're alone, you're kind of like imbalanced right now. Holidays are coming around. All this stuff is happening. We're all pulling through it together. Some of us are more outspoken than others. Please call NAMI 24 hours. There's someone there to talk to you. Dial 1-800-950-6264. Again, please dial NAMI. Scream out the help if you need it. 1-800-950-6264. 24 hours, okay? We're all here for you. We're all here together. Just, you know, keep moving forward. We're going to get through this. And on that note, I think that we have Miss Stephanie Haynes that's coming on with us now. Stephanie is the author of the book, The Healing of the Wound, and we go through segments every week, excitement, affirmations, information. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I am great.
I know you are, and I appreciate you, and I always put this out first thing. For coming on, taking out your wonderful time, your busy schedule. You're a busy lady. It's holiday, family time, cooking time, shopping time to care and share with us. So what are we going to speak on this evening? I know we're on the topic. We're coming from the healing of the womb, and I'm going to give that information to them at the end so they may purchase the book and join in with us every week for these segments.
All right, so tonight's topic is going to be on learn to let go. We talked about on last week on how to forgive. And we went through five more of the healing of the womb yoga exercise. So tonight we're going to do five more. And for those who've been keeping up with us, we're on post number 11,
okay.
The offering, which is called the pelvic release. That was your late flat on the floor, on your stomach. And then I want you to stretch and arch upward and turn your head to the side. Whatever side is comfortable for you, whether it's your left or your right side. All right. Now bend your knees, bringing the soles of your feet tightly together. And you're going to open and relax your pelvis into the floor. And just take a deep breath in. And with inhale, you're going to tighten up the pelvic wall, pressing your soles of your feet together. And then on the exhalation, you're going to lower your legs and your feet downward to the floor as you relax your pelvic. It would get deeper and deeper. Now, the benefit for this particular exercise is open up the womb gently without strain. So the affirmation for this particular exercise is I submit my womb to the Creator and to the Great Mother Earth. For I respect good health as my inheritance. Now we're going to move into the cobra. Now this is the thigh pelvic release. You still land on the floor, and you're on your stomach. Now I want you to spread your legs as far apart as possible. Now you're going to place the palms flat on the floor in front of your shoulders, slowly pressing up, using your hands to support your upper body. Now, arch your back and your head backwards as you inhale. Exhale as you slowly lowering yourself back to the floor. Bringing your abdomen down first, then your rib cage, your chest, and your shoulders. Now, finally, your head. Now, you can repeat this 4 to 7 times, slowly and steady. Now, the benefit of this exercise is to stretch out your back and pelvic, strengthen your arms and elbows, your lungs, to circulate air fully throughout the body. Now, this is a good exercise, especially during this COVID time, to help you with your breathing, to help you to clear and open up the airways of your lungs. Now, the affirmation for this, I honor the dance of the womb throughout the universe. The lady of the fertile land, protector of the harvest and fertility, and nourisher of children. I release all the calls, the energies of worry, the stress, and the woes from my womb. I replace all stagnant energy with freedom, joy, and gladness. Now we're going to move to the next exercise, which is the birth split. So now you're just going to push yourself up, stand up straight. Now you're going to spread your legs out far as you can. And then now you're going to bend over, open up your legs as wide as possible. Now feel yourself stretching out your inner thigh. Now you're going to lean forward with your palms flat on the floor, with your back flat, thin and long neck. Now you're going to push down with your arms up still, keeping stretching open as you bend your arms to bring your chest closer and closer to the floor. Now the benefits of this is to unblock the hip, the pelvis, and the thighs. Now this is excellent preparation for the natural childbirth. Affirmation, I salute the divinity of my sacred womb. Now we're going to do the release and let go. So now you're walking your legs back together and making sure that your feet are shoulder width apart. And just take a deep breath and slowly, gently bend forward from your waist. Stretching the upper body down towards the floor. Now reach towards your toes. Tuck your chin in and allow your body to hang and rest over the balls of your feet. Now the benefit of this exercise is stretch out the spine to prevent the lower back pain and releases stress and gases out of the womb, the bladder, and the colon. The affirmation, I offer my only universe womb to the womb of the earth to be renewed and rejuvenated. Now just bring your head up slowly and bring your head to the side. Now I want you to go still in the standing position. It's just, I want you to squat and just separate your feet apart, then slowly squat down as far as you can go, making sure your hips are relaxed and both feet are flat on the floor. Now for beginners, your palms are together with the elbows bent, placed on the inside of your inner thigh. Then you're going to inhale slowly and then exhale slowly, pressing the thighs, open with your elbows. Now inhale, release the thighs, and then exhale, open the thighs. And you can repeat that 4 to 7 times. Now for the van, you're going to place your fingertip on the nape of your neck. Your chin is into your chest. You're going to place your arms inside the thigh and move elbow towards the floor as you arch your back completely. Now, the benefit for this exercise may help to realign the pelvis if it's tilt. Essentially, the squats lengthen the spine, which release the tension in the lower back and the pelvis. The squat is especially helpful if you have womb stress from wearing high-heeled shoes. And it's also excellent for relieving headaches. This movement is excellent for erasing childbirth. Squatting is also vital for the proper elimination. In this position, twice the amount of the fecal matter will pass from the colon. For those who have a trouble with being constipated, this is a great exercise to do to help you to relieve that pressure. Affirmation, I open myself up to the womb, universe, to restore my cosmic womb. All right. So now we're going to go into a lesson, which is letting go. Learn to let go. And we talked about, as I said last week, we talked about forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness is not always for you. I mean, for the individual, it's for you. So you can continue to be blessed and receive your goodness. Now, so here is how to begin dealing with your negative emotions so that you can become an emotionally healthy woman or man for the rest of your life. Now, the first thing you have to do is give yourself loving permission to acknowledge and fully experience the emotion you are feeling. Being able to feel emotions keeps you alive, not just existing. People who are attentive to their emotions are much more likely to retain their vitality and excitement about living. Number two, identify the trigger and the memory associated with an emotion. So ask yourself, what brought on this particular emotion? Pressing your emotion will destroy you. So find out what causing you to feel this way and let the emotion out. Number three, honor a time limit. Give yourself a specific amount of time each day to be alone and express your feelings. You can lose it in a hot shower, on a long walk, or just in the closet. But once your time is up, wash your face and do something nice for yourself before proceeding with life as usual. Number four, ask yourself, what can you do to change the situation? Don't waste even 1 second trying to figure out how another person needs to change to make you happy. You will get sick or stay sick if you keep trying to change someone else. So focus on yourself and what you have power over. All right, number five, have faith that your soul will allow you the way you heal and have your needs met. Listen to your inner wisdom as it brings you truth and clarity about what action you need to take. Concentrating on each desire you feel in your heart causes creative energy to start flowing. Last but not least, take action. Don't sabotage yourself by going back to old patterns that were not working for you. Don't look back, look forward, and take action to change the things that are hurting you emotionally. All right, so I have some questions for you. All right, so question number one, how will you give yourself love and permission to acknowledge your emotions and feelings? How will you give yourself love and permission to acknowledge your emotions and feelings? Number two, How will you identify your triggers and memories associated with an emotion? Number three, how will you honor a time limit to yourself each day to express your feelings? Number four, ask yourself what I can do to change the situation. Number five, how will you demonstrate your faith in allowing your soul to guide you? Number six, what actions will you take? All right, so I have a quote. What I focus on, I energize. Whatever I appreciate in myself or other grows stronger and flourish. So now I'm going to take a time and just relax. We're going to go into a meditation. You can either sit down in your chair or you can lay in corpse pose on the floor. Whatever is comfortable for you. And just take a deep breath in. Just to allow the tension to leave your body. Now close your eyes. And let's focus on the top of your head. Now focus on your forehead. And your face. Now you're just going to ask it just to relax. Now let your tongue, your throat, and your shoulders relax. Now let your back and your pelvis relax. As you change from within, change your thinking, the way you speak. Change the way you express yourself. Only then will the outer change occur. Now let your breathing be at peace as you relax your legs. As you are relaxing, say to yourself, I am willing to let go. I release and let go. Let go of all the tension. I release all fear. I release all anger. I release all guilt. I release all sadness. I let go of all limitations. I let go. I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with the process of life. I am safe. I energize. And whatever I appreciate in myself or others grows stronger and flourish. Now you can open up your eyes. And I want you to rub some healing energy into your hands. Place them over your face. And as you see the tension releasing and releasing from your face, now take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Once again, take another deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. By this time, I want you to bring the palms of your hands together into prayer pose. And take another deep breath in. Then take your hands out from your heart. And bring it out and open up wide to the side. And bring them all the way up, still holding your breath. Now I want you to exhale out. Now take your arms and wrap them around you and give yourself a big hug. And just say, I love me. All of me, just the way I am. I will speak peace and prosperity to everyone I meet. All right, Miss Linda. You awake, Miss Linda?
Oh, yeah, I'm awake. I put that mute button on. I need just in case I fell off the chair. I didn't want anybody to hear me, because you know I know what you can do to one. I am wonderful. You know, I like it because you take us through our five exercises, you know, the different steps, and then we go into the questions and then run the questions into the actual meditation form. You know, it's like from exercise to question to meditation, and just having you on just that this short period of time gives people me time. This might be the only me time we get, you know, and especially for those who don't know how to allow that time. Yeah, it's really, really important, and I love it because you take a step by step through it, Stephanie. I try to write down the stretches and pause. I get into my, I like that cobra. I like the, which the, let me go back. It's, I love the squats, but it's the one about the hips. That's the cobra, isn't it, for the hips? That, yes, is that for the hips? That opens up everything, right? For the arch back and the head intake and the rolling, that cobra is good, because I personally have a tendency to stiffen up. You know, I like to stretch in the morning. I like to stretch before I wind down. But I haven't been walking like I should, but I'm going to pick up my pace. Last week I stepped around the corner and my legs asked me, excuse me, what's wrong with you? They didn't say it that nicely, and I said, no, 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 we're going to push through this, you and I. But I made sure to have my phone with me just in case I had to call someone to come pick me up if I was sitting up under the oak tree before I returned to my original starting point, right? But it's just like you have to keep things moving, but it clears everything. So even though the legs were talking and, you know, it's all kind of like different, because I'm a track person. I like to get on that walking track. I'm a track person. I'm relaxed. I'm in seventh heaven, but that track is not open at this time. So I have to find my own track. So when you come on and give us this, and then the questions that we have to ask ourselves, what can I do to make that change, or how would you demonstrate them? That's changing that complete inner thought. That's changing that mindset. Because you're the only one that can answer those questions. Am I correct?
Right.
You can't answer. No, no one can answer them for you, because you're the one that really, really knows what your true feelings are after you acknowledge, you know, and especially those triggers. When you can recognize those triggers, oh, my goodness, that is the most exciting thing, because you see it coming. But if you switch that mindset, you know what to do with it. you know, but you recognize it. Okay, here it comes again. I know I'm going to do this. I know, okay. So to recognize those triggers and what are you going to do about them when they come up is a good thing. It's a good thing. We love you over here, and I know that, I don't know about your, I know that I'm not traveling for Thanksgiving. We want to wish all the listeners to have a safe Thanksgiving. I'm over here. I was going to cook some candied yams. You know, I don't really need them, but I'm going to cook them because I'm tasting them. But I like to do them, you know, bake them. And I got to pick some good yams. So I said, okay, go get some sweet potatoes, make you some candied yams. And then I walked by and I saw some greens, and then I said, ooh, they got greens. Do you want to cook some greens, Linda? See, I'm a cook, but I don't like to cook. But if I want it, I cook what I like. So I just said, you know what? You have nothing to do. I took care of all of my activities for today that should have stretched out for tomorrow, but I blended them all in together. I'm so proud of myself, so I don't have to move. So I will just relax down, do some me time, talk with family, do whatever I can do for, you know, if anybody needs me within close range, or if I can encourage someone, and I'll just relax down. And yourself, are you cooking, or the girls cooking, or is mom cooking?
Well, I think we all cooking.
Everybody's going to be in the kitchen. I love it.
Yeah, we all cooking.
Okay. Everybody take a chore.
Yes, yeah, we are actually going out to my sister's house.
Okay.
And doing a Thanksgiving dinner outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
COVID style.
Yes.
Yeah, COVID style, yeah.
Yes. Yes. I love it when everybody's in the kitchen mixing up. I didn't do dressing, but because I'm the normal, the dressing maker. You know, I do all the chopping and all that, but I learned at an early age to pre-prepare that stuff. You know, get all that chopping done a few days ahead of time, then it's not so heavy on you. But I'm the nominated girl dressing maker. Well, I am going to relax down, do my portion, and just enjoy. Stay as safe as I possibly can. I want to tell you, the family, everybody out there, we have so much to be thankful for. You know, each and every moment of the day, we have things to be thankful for. And since I call this pandemic an event, I don't know why I like to call it an event. But since this event, I'm telling you, you know, so just to wake up in the morning to see another day or to give someone a smile, they can't really see the smile through your mask, but I give them because the eyes do the talking. You know, and pass by someone and say hello or make them speak because, yeah, we have to do that, but I'm in appreciation to you. And next week, where are we going to go with our topic? We have learned how to forgive ourselves. We've learned how to recognize. This week we are letting go. So where are we going to go next week, Stephanie?
Taking up the mask.
Ooh, now you know I like. Is that what the one when you talk about peeling that onion?
Yeah.
I like peeling that onion.
So yeah, and also, how many masks do you wear for each occasion? So that's something to think about.
Wait a minute. Say that again, Steph.
How many masks do you wear for each occasion?
For each occasion. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many masks? I'm going to love this. And when we talk about the mask, this because I understand the mask, and because basically because of my authenticity, mm-hmm. I think I peeled all that onion skin off a long time ago.
Congratulations.
Well, you're welcome. And that mask is not, when someone tells me, you're hiding behind a mask or you're hiding, it irritates me. I have to have dialogue with them because I don't wear a mask. I don't wear a mask because I'm too authentic. And, but you know, they're entitled to their own opinion and they call it what they want to call it. But if they're around me long enough, they understand that she doesn't have on the mask. So you might have different expressions for different occasions and different dialogue for different occasions, but what you see is what you get, the mask in the closet. But I love the topic because the steps that you go through to peel those layers, you know, to recognize and then peel them is the interesting thing. And that's why I love you to come in and direct us on that, because you make it really, really clear. So are there any questions I need to post out? How many masks do you wear for each occasion? Mm-hmm. Is that a good one to post out?
That's a good one.
Okay. So I'm asking one to call in. We will be down tomorrow, because we do nothing on Wednesday. That is my me time, me day, me everything. Thursday, we're going to call it, instead of Think Thursday, we're going to be saying Think Turkey, because we won't go. Everybody will be with their family. And then Friday, we'll come back on with Find It Out Friday, so I know each and every one of us will have found something out. Nate G comes on, so you know she rounds up. She keeps her ear to the grind. And then start back in Monday. So next Tuesday we will be talking about taking off the mask. Is that the topic? And I'm going to put the question out, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The mask of removal. Well, Stephanie, is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners, give them some directives? You know, you are the most organic, natural. Remember I used to call you tofu, but you got away from that. You will make an individual eat healthy, yourself and Gloria. So is there any little tricks of the trade we need to make for our juices, lemonade, or something that we can share with our families that's quick and healthy for a beverage for Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Would you?
Yeah, well, I call it a holiday punch. You know,
okay.
The holiday punch, you have, it's like a tea, and you have your cloves, your cinnamon. You know, I put a little orange apple, and you just boil it and make a tea, and that's something that's good is for the winter time. It
uh-huh.
helps to keep you warm.
Okay.
Yeah. But I also want to invite the listeners to come out on Saturday, the 28th, to Black Women for Wellness pop-up Small Business Saturday. We're going to also have free COVID testing as well.
Really? Okay.
Along with vendors. So come on out, and then you get an opportunity to buy the Healing of the World workbook.
Where is it going to be held, Stephanie? Give us the
address. I would say I'm going to give you Black Women for Wellness address, because we're going to start in front of their location. So
okay.
That's 4330
mm-hmm.
11th Avenue.
11th Avenue, okay.
Mm-hmm. L.A., California, 9008.
And what time does the event start?
It starts at 11.
At 11. And so there will mm-hmm. be free COVID testing. Now, will this be oral or nasal?
It's going to be a fingerprint.
Hmm?
Yeah. A fingerprint.
Okay.
And you can have an opportunity to do drive-through or walk-up.
Okay, so it'll be drive-through or walk-up. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 11 o'clock, and it will go yes. on until when?
Till 5.
Till 5, from 11.
I think the last testing will be at 4:30.
Okay, so the event will start on the inside. Is there an admission fee, or this is just open and free of charge? Okay.
Yeah, and everything is outside.
Okay.
Everything is outside.
Black Women for Wellness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, dokie. Well, if I may, I'd like to script that down, and I'll list that down, and I'll put it out there, and I'll mention it again. And this is going to be Saturday, so I can mention it again on Friday also for
yeah.
you guys. And and just have them come on in with the free testing. There'll be vendors out there. And basically, is there a set theme, or is this just a community gathering, or is there a theme of it, or a title, or?
It's small Business Saturday, so this is something that happens every year.
Okay, Small Business Saturday. Okie dokie. I'm going to do that for my ladies. I'm going to do that for you because I know you're heavy, heavy in it. And it's good to know about, when you say this COVID testing, you said it's fingerprinting?
Fingerprint. You know, like you
okay.
do, you know, for your blood, not what, what is that, diabetes?
Yes. They just prick it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And so how long do they get instant results right there? I've never had that.
I think it's like 20 minutes.
What?
It's the result in 20 minutes.
I haven't had that fingerprint. I did the nasal. I do the oil in the nasal. You know, I go get me, I get my test twice a month. If I'm around more than three people, I go back four times a month, okay? But I have different places to go, but I've never had that fingerprint. That should be interesting. Well,
okay.
I'm not going to promise, depending on how the weather is, how brave I am. You know, I don't go out too much. But I'm beginning to move around. You know, I only go out necessary. I don't deal with the crowds or any of that. But I will put this out, and this is Saturday the 28th. Black Women for Wellness, Small Business Vineyards at 4330 11th Avenue. And that's Los Angeles 9008. And pre-COVID testing, drive-through or walk-up. It should be very exciting. And I'll put F-R-E-E, the Community Collaboration. I love it because, you know, that's what we're about. We're about education, unification, and collaboration here. And this show has been sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration. That is the new grassroots nonprofit that's out here to serve and find solutions for the need. So, Stephanie, on that note, I'd like to say enjoy your family. Don't burn the turkey. You guys are baking the turkey, or you frying it? Are you baking? Are you doing turkey?
I'm frying it.
Oh, you frying it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I need to jump on in. You know, I'm a Texan. We drop that turkey in the pot. I haven't had a baked turkey in so long. I don't even know how one tastes, and that boy be smoking. 45 minutes, he done, and he dropped in that pot. I love fried turkey. Crisp on the outside and moist on the inside. But I want to tell you, don't let no grease pop on you. Keep that beautiful smile that you have out there. And tell all the family, I send my love. Stephanie, thank you. And hopefully you will be seeing my face Monday. If not, I will make sure that I get some people out there for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Guys, that was Stephanie Haynes giving us the how to let go. You have to listen in. Go out to the fair on the 28th for Black Women of Wellness. It's going to be held starting from 11 o'clock to 5. Stephanie, we love you. I'm going to post it in my summary. Have a good one. See you Saturday, I hope. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, thank you.
My heart.
That's right. This is Teller Tuesday, and you know I have to say something to my youth. Youth, indeed, life itself flashes by in the blink of an eye. That is why it is important for you young people to ask yourselves what you can do for those who are suffering, what you can do to resolve the contradictions and that plague society, and to boldly take on these great challenges. I don't have to worry about the youth that I know out there because they are what we call change makers. They make it happen. They ask questions. They're about leadership. They're about control. They're about getting things done. And we love you, love you, love you. And we believe in each one. Teach one. That's what we do here. So let me give you a little bit of stuff. Don't. You got to give it up. We got to give it up. We got to get it done. That's what we want you to do. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving out there. Be happy. Have fun. But most of all, be safe. Be safe, be safe, be safe. Social distancing. Wash those hands. We want to all be here so we can celebrate many, many more holidays together. And for those, again, out there who think you're alone and need to speak with someone, please dial NAMI, N-A-M-I, NAMI. The number is 1-800-950-6264, 24 hours. If you need help, reach out for help. Just scream. I don't know what's going on. I feel a little crazy. I'm unbalanced. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. Whatever it might be, you just might need someone to say hello to you. Give them a call, 1-800-950-6264. Enjoy your holiday. We love you, we love you, we love you. Talk to you on Friday.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Uh-huh, you ready, girl.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say,
woo.
Breaking
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
All through the land.
Say, what?
Breaking
we
up.
Give. Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.